This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump will visit Arlington National Cemetery today. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Republican presidential nominee will continue to hammer Vice President Kamala Harris and the Biden administration on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Today, Donald Trump visits Arlington National Cemetery to pay his respects to 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport 3 years ago today. Then he heads to Detroit to address a conference of the National Guard Association of the U.S.
You had 13 heroic U.S. service members were tragically and needlessly killed.
Trump has been zeroing in on the Democratic presidential nominee and her role in foreign policy decisions.
These people don't have any idea what they're doing.
Last week in North Carolina, he highlighted the vice president's statements that she was the last person in the room before Biden made the decision on Afghanistan.
Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden delivered the most humiliating event in the history of our country.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli strikes targeted a border village in Lebanon and the city of Sidon today. What about those ceasefire talks? The AP's Naeon Kim.
A round of high-level ceasefire talks in Cairo has ended without a final agreement, according to a U.S. official. Speaking anonymously, the official described the recent talks as constructive and said discussions will continue at lower levels in an effort to end the war in Gaza and bring about a hostage deal.
The AP's Naeon Kim. Russia let loose with a massive drone and missile barrage throughout Ukraine this morning that appeared to target energy infrastructure. At least 3 people were killed. Power cuts were reported across the country. Here in the U.S., forecasters are warning of the brutal heat in the Midwest, near 100 degrees in some areas, but it'll feel much hotter, like 115 degrees in some places, say forecasters. This is AP News. Now to Babe Ruth's jersey.
A 1932 jersey worn by Babe Ruth has sold at auction for $24 million. This wasn't just any jersey. This was the shirt New York Yankee slugger Babe Ruth was wearing during Game 3 of the 1932 World Series when he made his famous called shot home run, pointing and then smacking the ball into the center field and rounding the bases. Heritage Auctions' Mike Provenzano on its value.
The called shot was his last career World Series home run. So when you can tie an item like that to an important figure in their most important moment, that's what collectors are really looking for.
The buyer wanted to remain anonymous and haggled for more than 6 hours in a bidding war that ended at $24.1 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.